Mike Duggan wasn't even on the primary ballot. He was thrown off over a technicality. He hadn't lived in Detroit for a full year before filing his ballot petitions. But Duggan surprised pretty much everyone by winning handily as a write-in candidate, and since then his campaign has seemingly been on cruise control. In most polls, he has a commanding 2-1 lead over rival Benny Napoleon, and he's raised record amounts of money, more than $3 million in all, with lots of help from Detroit's business community. That money cushion has allowed him to run lots of ads like this one.
When Mike came in, he got the employees involved in the decisions.
I was at the table. I saw Mike Duggan fight for the DMC.
And he will do the same thing for the city of Detroit.
That commercial touts Duggan's accomplishments in his most recent job as CEO of the Detroit Medical Center. Duggan cut his teeth in politics as a top lieutenant to former Wayne County executive Ed McNamara, but he talks much more about his tenure at the DMC. Duggan says his record qualifies him as a turnaround specialist, and he says that's exactly what Detroit needs right now.
This is the advantage of having a candidate for mayor who has lived through turnarounds and near bankruptcies before. Just as I did at DMC, I'd love to pull this community together and bring this city back.
That was Duggan at the final mayoral debate last week. He provoked a sharp retort from his opponent, Wayne County Sheriff Benny Napoleon.
The turnaround of the DMC is a fallacy.
After finishing a distant second to Duggan in the primary, Napoleon had run a pretty anemic campaign, but he's ratcheted up the attacks on Duggan's record in the last week of the campaign. Napoleon hasn't had nearly the type of fundraising success that Duggan has, but he's used Duggan's strong ties to the corporate community against him, and has also pounced on Duggan's ties to the state officials who appointed Detroit's emergency manager, Kevin Orr.
It is very clear that there was a conspiracy, and it's becoming even clearer. There was never, ever any intention of doing anything but sending Kevin Orr in, and quite frankly, my opponent was a big part of that.
That theme of a state conspiracy to take Detroit into bankruptcy resonates with many Napoleon supporters. Some of them packed an Eastside Detroit church for a pre-election rally recently. And they heard about one theme over and over, that Napoleon will fight off those from the outside who have come to seize control of Detroit. One speaker even mentioned the evil spirits from Lansing who have taken control of the land. Incredible as that may sound, Napoleon supporter Clee Sims thinks it's about right.
I'm here to support Benny Napoleon. I'm not here to support Rick Snyder, which I believe that, what's the guy's name? Duggan? Is Rick Snyder's appointee.
Just to be clear, Duggan is on record opposing emergency manager Kevin Orr and the bankruptcy. But much more than Napoleon, Duggan says he'll insert himself into that process as mayor. He says he might even be able to convince Governor Snyder to send Orr packing.
I don't know whether we can get Kevin Orr out before September, but I'm going to work every day on a positive, constructive way to shorten that stay.
And that highlights a certain irony to this mayor's race. Whoever gets elected will be virtually powerless to start, but he'll end up guiding the city through one of the most critical periods in its history. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.